how are Jewish people around the world to reckon with the terrible suffering in Gaza over the last 16 months? That is the subject of a new, deeply personal book by my next guest. Peter Beinart is a political thinker, a writer, and a professor. He's also a religious Jew who attends an Orthodox synagogue, and his views on Israel have evolved over his lifetime from avid support to unsparing critique. The book is called Being Jewish After the Destruction of Gaza, A Reckoning. Let me begin, Peter, by asking you, since we've known each other a long time, I knew you when you were what I think one would have called a tough Jew. You know, you were somebody who believed in a very, very militant Israel.
Yeah.
What changed? And when did it change?
It began to change the very first day that I spent with Palestinians on the West Bank. You know, I had gone to Israel all my life. Very important to me, very important to my family. I still love being in Israel. It's a very special place to me. And the first day I spent time with Palestinians in the West Bank, I realized I knew almost nothing about what Israel had meant to them and that the conditions under which they were living were more brutal than I had been able to imagine. And when I faced that head on, it began a process that has led me to a place that I really would not have expected. It leads me to an idea that many people in the Jewish community and the American politics think is radical and outlandish, which is the idea that all people should be treated equally under the law, irrespective of their religion and ethnicity and race, which is the principle that we're struggling for in the United States and that most American Jews emphatically believe in every country except for in Israel. The very same American Jews who think that Israeli Jews cannot possibly be safe unless they rule in Israel, in a Jewish state, are placing our own children's safety, betting it on the principle of equality in the law here. And you know what? We are safer than Jews in Israel. Israel is the most dangerous place for a Jew to live of any large diaspora community. And I think that's because when you deny people their basic rights, you inflict tremendous violence on them. And that violence endangers you as well. Israeli Jewish political culture has become accustomed to supremacy. Illegal supremacy over Palestinians is simply taken for granted, and it is equated with safety. That is, supremacy means safety, which is the same way that white South Africans felt during apartheid, the same way that white Southerners felt during Jim Crow, the same way that Protestants felt in Northern Ireland. The argument of this book is to those people, to say, look at those other places. People became safer when everyone got a voice in government, because when people have a voice in government, they don't need to take up arms to get the government to listen to them.
You talk about the suffering in Gaza, but what do you make of the event that precipitated that suffering, by which I mean the Hamas attack? What does that tell you about Palestinians' willingness to live alongside Jews?
That was one of the darkest days of my life. It was a trauma that still hasn't healed, probably will never heal for Jews in Israel, but also Jews around the world. We still have on our refrigerator door the names of all the hostages. When we learn about them, we write whether they're still alive or whether they've been free. So there's no decent person can deny the horror of what happened. But one has to understand the context in which it happens. One has to understand that understanding context is not justification. And you can't understand how to prevent future October 7th without understanding the conditions in which Palestinians live. That Human Rights Watch called this an open-air prison. That the United Nations said it was unlivable for human beings. They were penned into a ghetto half the size of New York City. They could never leave. And if you want to deal with that violence, you have to deal with the structural oppression. Unfortunately, throughout human history, people who are brutally oppressed have responded in inhumane ways.
And when you talk about, you know, being Jewish after the destruction of Gaza, do you think there's something particular that, you know, how do you think, what is the Jewish obligation in witnessing this destruction?
Well, this is being done in our name by a Jewish state. And I think what has happened in the Jewish world is that the state has become an object of worship. The state is treated as a god. In many Jewish institutions in the United States and Israel around the world, you are getting more trouble if you question the legitimacy of this state than if you question the authority of the Torah and the existence of God. There's something fundamentally wrong here. And I talk in the book about what Jewish tradition says about idolatry, which is the worship of anything that is created by human beings. When you say that a state has unconditional value, you are treating it as an idol. And so in the Jewish world, we insist again and again, and American politicians, does Israel have a right to exist as a Jewish state? And my point is, the question should we be asking is, do the people who live under Israeli control have a right to exist? It's the life of the children in Gaza that we should consider of unconditional value. And then you ask, is this state doing a good job of protecting that life? And if not, maybe the state should be rethought.
As a Jew, as a religious Jew, you are in a lonely place, right? I mean, I'm assuming that this argument is not easily received, and so you're not going to synagogues and talking about this. Do you have platforms?
Not as many as I would like. You know, nobody likes a turncoat, a traitor, especially in a people that imagines ourselves as a family, as I am, as think of us, and as a group of people who've suffered a lot and still lives with the trauma of October 7th, the ongoing trauma that exists in Israel. But the thing that gives me hope is how many young American Jews I hear from who say, I feel betrayed by our community. I was raised to believe that Judaism believes in the infinite dignity and worth of all human life, and that we believe in fierce and open debate. That's what they say it means to be a Jew for them. And they say, I don't see that in our community. We need this dissent, loving dissent, to be better versions of ourselves.
On that note, Peter Beinart, pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.